Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing on in 2 Samuel 24. And if you remember what's been happening, we've looked at it in the previous two or three episodes. David sinned. David committed a grievous error by seeking to count the people. We're not told overtly and forthrightly, I don't think, in the scripture as to exactly why he did. But when you see what happens and what the outcome is and even the punishment, we can sort of understand what was happening. He was putting more faith in his ability, more faith in resources, et cetera, than he was in the Most High God. And even his people knew this. Joab, commander of the army, is saying, hey, you know, why did my Lord want to do this? Why do you want to do this? Well, he did it anyway. Well, then David's heart was struck. He realized that he was wrong in doing this. And he repented before God. He asked God to forgive him for what he did. That's great. Well, then God spoke. And he spoke through the prophet Gad, G-A-D, David's seer. And God gave him three options. He says, okay, you choose. Do you want 3 years of famine to come upon the land? Do you want to flee from your enemies for 3 months while they chase after you? Or do you want there to be 3 days of pestilence in your land? Okay? 3 days of pestilence in your land. And you think, well, maybe that 3 days of pestilence wouldn't be too bad. But remember, we're also doing some cross-referencing here with 1 Chronicles 21, which gives us even more detail. You got to read both of these, which is what happens in the scripture. If God gives us more than one account about something, we need to learn both of them. That's the reason we have four Gospels, you know, to where we understand everything the Lord wants us to know. And in 1 Chronicles, it doesn't say just 3 days pestilence in your land. It says 3 days of the sword of Yahweh with disease in the land and the angel of Yahweh destroying throughout all the territory in Israel. Well, that's a lot more serious sounding, is it not? So we've seen that. David comes along and he says, you know, he tells the prophet Gad, he said, man, I'm really distressed. I am just so bummed out over this. And he really was. He said, let me fall into the hands of the Lord. Just don't let me fall into the hands of man. So that's where we find ourselves today. 2 Samuel 24, verse 15. So the Lord sent a pestilence on Israel from the morning until the appointed time. And there died of the people from Dan to Beersheba 70,000 men. What? Yes, yes. The Lord sends this pestilence. He sends this from the morning to the appointed time. Well, when was the appointed time? Well, he had said 3 days, didn't he? Yeah. 70,000 people died. 70,000 men is the way it's described here. We're not told about women and children. 70,000 men died from Dan to Beersheba, from the north to the south. All of Israel died. Verse 16. And when the angel stretched out his hand toward Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord relented from the calamity and said to the angel who was working destruction, now I'm reading the ESV here, among the people, it is enough. Now stay your hand. And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing floor of Arunah, the Jebusite. I mean, that one verse right there, verse 16, it's just got tons of stuff in it, okay? So what do we learn right here? The angel of the Lord was now about to stretch out his hands against Jerusalem. Remember what it said in 1 Chronicles 21. Do you want 3 days of the sword of Yahweh with disease in the land and the angel of the Lord destroying? So we see that there was 3 days of pestilence, of the disease that came upon the land. Now the angel's coming, and he's about to destroy, with the sword of Yahweh, Jerusalem. He's going to destroy it. Do you think the Lord was upset? Yes, the Lord was upset. Yeah. Now you say, but wait, wait, wait. David had repented. Yeah, he had. He had. So was God just withholding repentance? Is he just saying, I mean, not repentance, forgiveness? Is he withholding that? No, no. There's some serious principles here for us, folks. We are to repent. We are to confess, and we're to call upon the Lord. That does not mean that sometimes we don't bear the fruit of the sin. The Lord will totally forgive us, And yet sometimes the fruit and the circumstances will carry on, maybe for the balance of our lives. The amazing thing is that quite often God can take that and turn it into a phenomenal blessing. Okay? He can do things. So here, he's about to destroy Jerusalem, but the Lord does this. Listen to this. The Lord relented from the calamity and said to the angel who was working destruction among the people, "It is enough. Now stay your hand." The Lord relented. You see that in the ESV and the New American Standard. In the King James, it says this. The Lord repented him of the evil. What? Repented? You know, when we think of repentance, as I've been using it here, we're thinking of confessing sin as something that we've done that is wrong, that is evil for the Most High God. Does this mean that the Lord was wrong in what he was doing here? No. Not at all. Does it mean that the Lord changed his mind? You will see several places where the Lord relented, where the Lord repents. But he's not changing his mind in the fickle nature of man. The Lord knew all this before any of it was spoken into existence. He wasn't repenting because of evil that he had done. He's simply saying, "This is enough. It's enough." His heart was being so moved, the Lord's was. The Lexham says this, Yahweh regretted about the evil. And he said to the angel who brought destruction among the people, "Enough. Now, relax your hands." He's saying, God's looking upon and he's seeing what's happening to people. He knows all this. It's the same way that we as parents quite often will punish children, even though it grieves our heart to do so. But we know it is for the greater good and for the betterment of them. So he told the angel to stop it, and the angel did. And the angel of the Lord was on the threshing floor of Araunah, the Jebusite. Now, that's interesting. Like, who is this guy? And we're going to find out a whole lot more. But my time's short, and I don't really want to get into it right now because I want to cover it all. Maybe one episode, we'll do it next time. But right now, let me go back and read the 1 Chronicles 21 passage that we just read. And it says this. So Yahweh sent a pestilence through Israel, and 70,000 men from Israel fell. And God sent an angel to Jerusalem to destroy it. And as he was about to destroy it, Yahweh saw and was grieved on account of the calamity. Then he said to the angel, the destroyer, "It is enough. Slacking your hand." And the angel of Yahweh was standing by the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. Okay, of Ornan, the Jebusite. So it's a different name, but it's the same guy. Araunah and Ornan are the same. And we see that in Scripture. We see that in our life all the time. You know, is it Billy Bob? Is it Billy? Is it Bob? You know, that kind of thing. My dad was like that. My dad went by three different names, depending upon who was calling. If work called, they'd call him one thing. If somebody from the church called, you'd call him another thing. Family member called him, another thing, right? So we see the account right here that the angel of the Lord is about to strike. Let me close this last verse, verse 16. I have to read it quick. And David lifted his eyes and saw the angel of Yahweh standing between earth and heaven with his sword drawn in his hand, stretched out over Jerusalem. Then David and the elders, clothed in sackcloth, fell upon their faces. 2 Samuel doesn't give us the account about David and the elders actually seeing this. 1 Chronicles does. And they see this angel of the Lord with the sword about to stretch it out over Jerusalem, and they fall on their faces. I would hope that we would do likewise. Well, again, I'm Dale. My time's up. We'll continue more with this in the next episode. See y'all then. Goodbye.